Nearly 12 years after the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston closed a parish in Scituate, church leaders today are actually taking control of the property. Former parishioners who fought the closing of St. Francis X. Cabrini Church by holding a 24/7 vigil there for 4,233 days have vacated the property. After the U.S. Supreme Court refused to review their legal challenge, the former parishioners say, after 12 years, it's time to abandon the fight and instead form a new church. WBUR's Mark Deegan was there for the farewell service.
Now that the fight is over, parishioners at the closed church say they're looking forward to a new beginning. But there was plenty of anger and resentment at the final service of worship. Terry McDonough, who led the service, told the hundreds of people who showed up their right to be disappointed.
Compassion leads to mercy. But in this year of mercy, the appeals of this flock have fallen on deaf ears. And the shepherd whom Pope Francis said should smell like the sheep has not once visited the pen in almost 12 years.
We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
Those words from the Nicene Creed, recited regularly at many Christian churches, had special meaning yesterday at St. Francis X. Cabrini. Parishioner John Rogers says losing control of the church building won't be the end of this community that fought so long to save it. Rogers says they're ready to form a new church beyond the reach of the Vatican.
We are a Catholic church. The only thing that we do not do is answer to the Vatican nor the hierarchy any longer. We get to custom craft this the way we want going forward.
Ministering to the new congregation will be Terry McDonough, who said a full Mass yesterday. The Roman Catholic Church no longer recognizes McDonough, who wears a wedding ring and who proudly recalls his ordination in 1962.
According to teaching of the Church, once a priest, always a priest, I'm still a validly ordained Roman Catholic priest. But since I've married, I cannot perform licitly. If I say a Mass, it's just as valid as if the Pope says a Mass.
The Archdiocese is inviting former parishioners at the Scituate Church to join other established parishes. And in a statement, it says, from the beginning of the vigil, the Archdiocese has maintained hope for reconciliation between the former parishioners and the Universal Church. But worshipers yesterday said they felt betrayed by the Archdiocese and could not trust church leaders again. Patty Litz was a member of St. Francis Cabrini for 43 years. She wept yesterday as she helped distribute communion wafers.
It's very sad that our voice wasn't heard. There's a lot of connection with people in this church. It's been a big part of this community, and it's going to be difficult for people to go on without having another church here.
For now, the people who made up this congregation will meet each Sunday at a nearby Masonic lodge. They've already started to raise money to build the new church that will be controlled and owned by them, not the Archdiocese and not Rome. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Mark Deegan.